Oh, hell no. So know that the only train I'm busting is the freight train. And I love the train.
Cosmos, Galactic Activation Radio, it's Freak Radio, it's freakradio.org. We got the longest pirates on land, on sea, it's a different story. We got all kinds of good, you know, y'all should get a show, y'all should go get your own show. This is Galactic Activation Radio Show, but you can make your own show. You go to freakradio.org, we got open slots, you can make your own radio show. Sounds good, you know, I mean, we say what we have to say, we saying stuff, doing stuff. You know, we're, you know, non-commercial radio, you know, supported by the people. It's a good thing, you know. You can go to freakradio.org if you want to make a donation. I want to let you all know, if you guys make a donation of $20, you will get a Freak Radio t-shirt. Did you know? You can get a Freak Radio t-shirt if you just donate $20 to this magical, miracle radio station you got right here. You can go to freakradio.org, find the emails, just let them know that, you know, you want a t-shirt with your donation. You know, if you want to make a smaller donation, $3 or up, you know, I'll give you a CD or something, you know. We're you know, still trying to get through our financial thing. We got a benefit coming up in February. You can check that out, freakradio.org, or you can make checks payable to FRSC, mail to P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Yeah, freakradio.org. Okay, well, anyways, this is going to be a good show. Hopefully, I think Black Rose is going to be in the studio later. We're going to do some of that. We're going to have some stand-up comedian today and some live music too, you know. All kinds of stuff. You can call up, make a request or something. What song should I do, you know, let me know. 427-3772. Enjoy all that. Here we go. I'm going to play a song. We're going to have some stand-up comedians in a minute here. Enjoy. Freakradio.org. Diggable planets.
I slide a job, y'all. I'm nicely deep, y'all. Invented time, y'all. And 10 fourths, y'all. I play a cap, y'all. I play a lick, y'all. And draw it down, too. I bust raps, y'all. In love with naps, y'all. The sweet beats, kid. I speak my thoughts, y'all. I wreck a break, y'all. Don't trust the flag, y'all. I dig the birds, y'all. I'm laying out now. The season's been good, like a sweet. I hang out with a gang of Flatbush with cool beats. I found the reverberated showers, goddamn. And questions about the methods, how the planets made jams. While I threw a gang of murk in the interim. A couple times we got jerked, but still invented them. Wicked little kicking joints that got us get away. And also kept the jazz alive by pulling off the plates. Maybe only we was hip to stretching out the brain. I felt like Bird Parker when I shot it in my vein. I tossed these major losses on a Mingus jazzy strum. Flip off into a nod and dig myself a dying young. It's like cool was the bop and the flare. I kicked into my pools by the nap of the hair. I'm pinning Uncle Sam for the death of swinging quotes. But losing Bud Powell sliding over Dizzy's notes. Was it that the rebirth was the birth? A new shit, a cool shit. The jazz power shower showed the crew was sure legit. But hey, President's gone. Hank Moe's gone. The kill the coolest breeze in this land of the free. And it been like that since they lied about they flag. Like all my main mans gave they beats up for skag. So I pops it at your crew like boo. I did a lid. But I use Lee's cooker, got my buzz around me.
I'm sunshine, y'all. I'm hit the bad, y'all. From 7 to 6 years, and now and then two. I'm from the trim, y'all. And fake to fake now. I live in that, y'all. I'm laying out.
been smooth like the sway. Puma's out, but I got one, but I got paid. Already yet, Duffy's up tight, so cool dudes. I better still train, using space and Afro blue. It's simple, swing beat a freaking at a time. The spinning by the kings, good for speaking of the mind. The 47 sessions gave the buzzes that I caught. They asked me, was it cool blues knowledge?
What you thought?
I told him it was solid. Dig, the licks was way out. My baby loves to kiss when a net just lays out. So the quotes be as such about the kits.
You down with diggable planets, use a hipster. Shit.
I lay it on the cats about month. The logical extensions coming booming out that trunk. Assuming that the rumor which is zoomed designed by your mind, not the stars and stripes. But red Cali booms and the rat-a-tat-tat by Max and Billy Joe. On we go.
The fly shit, y'all. We don't quit, y'all. The slick beats here, and it's out there. A smooth groove, kid. The job is high, y'all. We ain't Mark Shaw. Okay, pound me up. Jam with Eric at the Funky Five spot. Jimmy Carver Joe was laying crashes on the top. Buttercup is lit at this little Harlem jam. The tin about the middle in his shades and his tan. I'm digging how these dudes made my buzz a little hipper. And angles on the moves really couldn't get no blacker. I'm sinking deep to the slickness of the horn. I'm thinking take the hipness and just lay it in my form. So when the hoodlums flood, we're waiting for another anthem. I say it's in the blood, cause it ain't nothing but rhythm. And rhythm goes on and on to the break of moon, baby. The dads is gone, but the youth still come lovely. The sickness toward the world's with Sam caused the blues. But hipness takes a swirl and jammed by my crew.
In fat space, y'all, we swing time, y'all. It's like milk, yeah, it's like bebop. The new scat slips, we got fly kids. It's like jazz, it's like us now.
Jazz, it's crabs in our pants
my
as well.
My name is Ball of Fire, and I've got crab in my underpants. And it keep me dancing. Crab in my pants, man. Ah! Crab in my pants. I've got crab in my pants. I've got crab in my pants. Soul.
Yeah, that's right. Place is on fire. Come on. Hey, now we got a special segment for you. It's Dana Cruz, the man on the street. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. How you doing out there? This is Freak Radio, Dana Cruz, coming at you live. And I just want to thank you all for listening to me from Santa Cruz. You know, it's been a hard road, the road to fame and fortune. And I've been telling people for a while that I'm going to be famous and then wealthy in Santa Cruz. I was sitting on a street corner begging for change till my voice went out. And you know what? They couldn't find a soapbox tall enough for me. So they asked me if I could go on the air instead. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And right now I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine from the streets. And what was your name again, brother?
I'm Taylor.
Taylor, it's Taylor.
That's Taylor right there.
I'm an old hillbilly out of Louisiana, I guess a swamp rat hillbilly. Yeah. Anyway, I'm about 5'1". I weigh about 110 pounds. My mother was a horse. Excuse me. But this song here is radio station.
Yeah.
About everybody out here.
That's
what we think about y'all. It's what the family is. This is my new family. I sit alone on a lonely road, a journey on in between. I hear the calling of my dear Lord, and this is what he said to me: take up that cross and follow me. I hear my blessing said you call. Why can't I see you sitting side by side when Jesus paid the cost? I know that I was born to sin, poor man, and he came down, set me free. The Savior, he gave me his mind, his weak hand, and this is what he said to me: take up that cross and follow me. I hear my blessing said, why can't I see you sitting side by side when Jesus paid the cost? Take up that cross and follow me. I hear my blessing said, why can't I see you sitting side by side when Jesus, he paid the cost? Oh, when Jesus, he paid the cost, paid the cost.
Yeah, let's hear it for him.
Yeah, that's Galactic Activation, yeah.
All right, now, I'd just like to tell all the people out there listening that we'd love to put your calls on the air. This radio show is all about Santa Cruz. It's all about what you have to voice, what you have to say as well. I tried to get more guests in today for this first show, but right now, unfortunately, we only have a couple people here in the studio. But our number, all y'all, is 831-427-3772. Again, 427-3772. Give us a call if you got something to say about homeless issues, Santa Cruz issues, local politics, anything you want to talk about on the air with me, and feel free to call up. In the meantime, we'd just like to tell you all we love you, and let's have a little more music now.
Let's have some more of this. Good stuff here. Santa Cruz.
The news is out all over town that you've been seen had run and wild. I know that I should not complain. I love no heart, you have no shame, you take true love and you throw it away, just trusting you was my great sin. What can I do?
Tater of Santa Cruz. He's one of the men on the street here, and he's in our studio. He's been a homeless individual on the streets of Santa Cruz for quite some time. Now, Tater, how do the people in Santa Cruz generally treat you?
You know, I'll tell you what. I've traveled the country. I rode the rails for 25 years. I was a hobo. And I'm a Vietnam veteran. I fought in Vietnam, 67, 68. And I'm just proud to be a part of this radio station because it's such a nice people, and people treat me good. And, you know, but it's not just that. It's, you know, it's all about loving the Lord. If the Lord's in your heart, you're going to do right any way you look at it. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you see. There's one person going to help you, and that's Jesus. And if you just ask Jesus in your heart, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a song about him. That happened to me. I was a hobo, and I went to this big church, and I was hungry. I was real hungry. Uh-huh. And I went up, and all these people was coming out of that church. And I wrote this song here now. And I asked the preacher, I said, "Buddy," I said, "I'm hungry." I said, "Any way you can get me with a sandwich or anything?" And he said, "I ain't got nothing for you." But boy, that hurt my feelings. So I went across the street, and this is a song that I wrote about that big church. This is the song that I wrote about that big church right here.
Big church.
You know, I'm kind of hoarse. I've been singing all day, but this is it right here. I picked up this morning's paper, and it was tears of sorrow to fill my eyes. They talked of a church of 40 million and modernized.
said there was finger and head in part of my blow. I wonder what about Jesus would be welcomed at anymore. I wonder what about Jesus would he be welcomed at if he came walking in wearing sackcloth and long hair.
You know, the song Taylor sings really gives me something to say, too. Because I'm a homeless person in Santa Cruz. And I feel like Taylor does. He wrote this song about a big church that scorned him.
Did not give him food.
Yeah, there's a big church here in Santa Cruz that gives food.
They will
to
give you food.
And, but you know what? One of those big churches here in Santa Cruz hires a private security force to make sure homeless aren't sleeping around it or under its doorways at night. And I really think that that's a hypocrisy. How are they going to help the homeless on one hand and then take donated money and chase them off at night when nobody's looking on the other? Don't they read their Bibles? Don't they know what hypocrisy is? Don't they know that hypocrisy in their Bible that they read every day is the worst possible thing that their God... If you have any feelings on this or any other topics, give us a call. 831-427-3772. Your voice is welcome on the air. I'm Dana Cruz. Trying to be the new voice of Santa Cruz here. Call up Freak Radio 101.1 FM. Freakradio.org. www.freakradio.org. Some people even help support us on the air. You know, Freak Radio's been on the air 11 years. And they recognize people's needs, they recognize their community. I love this community. In fact, I love this community so much, I walked around the streets with a free booty calls sign. Maybe some of you saw me. It was my way of giving back to the community. You know, the stock market nearly crashed around that time. I said, man, the stock market sure lost their ass, and I still got mine. And to prove it, I'm willing to give it away. And I did just that.
Yeah.
At least twice.
Yeah, call us in, 427-3772. Galactic Activation special guest. We got On the Street Radio.
Dana Cruz. And we got
Marvin Raymond Meekum from Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah. We got other people.
Oh, I'm just a little sideliner here observing. I'm actually from the FCC undercover. When I told them that, they told me to get lost. My name is Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bam Bam.
Thank you, Bam.
Bam Bam, my running dog. That's Marvin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you can, Bam Bam. You can say something about Pirate Radio because that's what we do on the radio station. We let people say things that they want to say. Hey.
Well, I want to say that, is this the longest running pirate radio station in California or the nation?
This is one of, I think, the longest running in the nation, supposedly. Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, I remember a long time ago, a sister named Spirit brought me to a house where the station was broadcasting from. And, of course, I can't disclose that address because they're still there, I think, once in a while. And the whole thing about pirate radio is that... the FCC says you have to have a license and you got to pay a bunch of money and they want to regulate what you say. And I say, no way. If there's an open channel in the cosmos and we can broadcast, then we should be able to do it as citizens of this United States by the Constitution. So Pirate Radio is all about, hey, we ain't paying no stinking fines, no permits, no stinking
badges.
And I just want to say that every all across the U.S. I hope more pirate radio stations open up, and you can even transmit from a traveling vehicle on your own station. Do it.
Yeah. You can all do it. Freakradio.org.
Now, I'd just like to urge our listeners, you know, we need to hear your voices. You know, hey, I cracked open the newspaper this morning. Actually, I was reading it through the box because I didn't have any change to buy one, dang it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it said something about a new stimulus package, and Obama was trying to say something about getting one out there. It didn't take me but just glancing at that newspaper. I didn't even want to read the article. You know, didn't George Bush already make that tragedy? Hey, did the stimulus package change anybody's life out there in Radio Land at all? It didn't change mine. I still lost my job a few months ago and ended up on the streets again. It could happen to you. Maybe that next stimulus package is their way of, you know, giving us something because they're going to rip us off for Social Security or so everybody thinks. Who knows? Somebody's got to have something to say. Call in 831-427-3772. The voice of the community, Freak Radio, 101.1
at
FM.
At my doors, police are falling, and I hear the cold wind blow. There's someone that's waiting for me. Oh, and I still miss. And I see them everywhere. I miss those arms around me. Oh, when all the love that we share. I'm wondering if she's sorry for all the wrong that I've done. There's someone that's waiting for me. Oh, and I still miss that someone. No, I never got old. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms around me. Oh, when all the love that we shared, we went out on a call just to have a little. There's someone that's waiting for me. Oh, and I still miss that someone. No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those.
Buddy, what's your name one more time?
Well, I'm Marvin Raymond Meekum. I'm from Monroe, Louisiana. Anyway, I'm just one of them old hillbillies out of Louisiana. I know all the kids out here, and they got dreads and dreadlocks like the Rainbow family and all, and they're my family, and I love all of y'all, and I want you to listen to the station and call in if it, whatever it takes, and all the Rainbow kids out there, because y'all know Grandpa, and I hope you get out there and listen to what I'm doing on this radio station. I love all of y'all.
Yes.
All right, here's another song for you.
I want y'all to know that you can go download these radio shows at radioforall.net. Radio, the number 4, all.net. Look for Galactic Activation Radio. Phones weren't up for a while, but now they are.
Right, I look into your eyes. Oh, I saw it. It was love there, Lord, love there I've never known. When you touch me, well, Lord, I go to train.
I just had a kind of funny thought. You know, all us people in the studio that are guests here today with London,
yeah,
we all came to Santa Cruz by various means and various ways, and we fell in love with this place, you know. And we found ways to get what we need, and we didn't have to rob anybody or steal or hurt anybody's feelings or anything to get there. And there's a lot of good people with good hearts out there, and we'd love to hear from them. So if anybody out there wants any piece of this time to talk about any issues regarding Santa Cruz, local politics, national politics, any issue they could think of under the sun, vampire aliens invading your neighborhood, whatever it is that's on your mind and you want a chance to speak it, now's your time. They gave me my chance here today. I got unemployed and lost my place to live and still camp outside at night here in Santa Cruz. But everything I got since mid-August when I left my job has been through kindness. There hasn't been one dime that the government gave me. In fact, they claim I owe them money. I'm Dana Cruz. And I'm here because I want to give you the word on the street. I want you to know what's going on in Santa Cruz. And I need to hear from you and know what's going on too. And the only way to do that is if you see me and talk to me when I'm out there, or if I hear from you on our call-in line, 427-3772. I waited all my life for a chance to get on the radio to talk to you today. Don't make me wait for your phone calls too.
Yeah, someone give us a call, yo.
I offered as many of my homeless friends as I could some airtime today because I was given an opportunity for use of this station and its airtime. And I just simply cannot believe the generosity that I have been given during the times that I needed it the most here in Santa Cruz. But there's still a lot of problems, a lot of issues out there, a lot of civil liberties violations.
Yep.
For one, I can understand that people don't like the homeless and don't want them sleeping in and around their businesses. But when they hire a security company, a task force, just for that very purpose, that's targeting a specific group of individuals, and that's actually a civil liberties violation. So businesses that are engaging in this activity, I urge you to stop and think about what you're doing. And security companies that are engaging in simply harassing the homeless and chasing them away from their places of sleep, I urge you to stop doing this.
Don't do that.
This activity is in violation of civil liberties acts. And eventually somebody will smell it and the ACLU will act upon it. And I hope that you don't fall under the feet of the stomp that's going to come down when they smell it.
Yep. If they try to do anything, they're in trouble.
So if you're a local security guard, and you see a homeless person sleeping there, if they're just sleeping there and they ain't got no mess and no alcohol, give them a break. Wake them up in the morning before your boss comes.
Give them part of your Kit Kat bar, you know? Give them a break.
You know, maybe if you wake them up, have some coffee to share with them or something.
Yeah.
Some of them security guards actually did this, and it really makes a difference.
Bring him a donut and a cup of coffee, because I sleep out there. Watch out for your bushes in your yards. I might be on top of your house. Don't look on top of your house. I might be looking down at you when you come out in the morning looking, getting your newspaper. I'm going to tell you, I'm a tramp, too. I know what a true tramp is, and I've been there for 50 years. I'm one of them.
You know, and I mean, you know, motels are real expensive these days, and you don't always have the money in your pocket to get one, and then there's homeless dating. Now, homeless dating, I didn't think that was going to be a big issue, because I'm a homeless guy, and a woman could just dump me anywhere. Well, that's not exactly true. You know, in fact, I took a really nice girl out recently, and we went to my favorite spot for dinner. I thought everything was going along just fine on the date until I asked her to hold the lid up on the dumpster. Well, you know, have you ever made love on somebody else's driveway between parked cars until it got so noisy that they came out on their porch and turned on the lights and chased you off? I have. If you've done anything crazy like that, I'd love to hear it. Why don't you give us a call? 831-427-3772.
That's right.
Well, I have a confession.
Wait, this guy's got a confession. All
right, confessions from homeless people. Let's hear it.
Well, bam, bam.
Well, I'm not really homeless. Up in Seattle, my friend with a $2.5 million mansion gives me my own key. My mother's in Idaho, and I can stay with her. And I've got a nice tree that I live in Santa Cruz, and I have a tree house in Golden Gate Park. So I have many homes. Confession. Oh yes, at the old Java House, which is now a brewery. One day I was in there, and this lady with dreadlocks, I won't mention her name, and I decided to go in the bathroom and conserve water, of course, you know, and we ended up making love and being on the floor, and before you know it, her dreadlocks are flying underneath the door. Okay, now,
that can't be good.
Now Christina, I mean, oh, pff, I slipped, I mean, Joe, Sue, anything but Sue. And I were there making love on the floor, and the dreadlocks were flying under the door, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door. Oh, my God. We put our clothes on, and we hustled and flushed the toilet, opened the door. There's 8 people waiting in line to go to the bathroom, and I walked out saying, we're just conserving water. So please, call it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I got another confession like that. It was actually the shortest 86 from a bar in history. But, I mean, what guy wouldn't follow a girl into the girls' room when she's winking and waving at him at the door, you know? So, anyway, in I go. It was real early in the day. It was a bar I was used to going to, maybe about a year ago. And I'm in there, and before I know it, the lady bartender walks in on us. Well, we were making love in front of the sink, sort of. they chased us out of there, so I knew the owner of the bar. Later that evening, I came back, and the owner of the bar, lady, she said to me, don't let it happen again. You know, I mean, these kind of stories we need to hear.
Yeah,
we need
love
to put them out there.
Santa Cruz.
Any kind of stories, anything, any issues, you know. Obama winning for president. What do you think of that? You know, personally, I thought the election was full of too much race and gender issues.
Yep.
I had an idea for the last ballot, but it was too late to get it on the ballot. It would have been unisex monkey.
Yeah.
You know, unisex monkey had no genitalia.
Is this Murgatroyd?
Yeah, well, unisex monkey didn't care about sex. So, you know, and unisex monkey wasn't human, so it didn't care about race issues, didn't care about any human issues. Unisex monkey was a mindless little primate. And you know what? All those qualifications matched George W. Bush so perfectly, we thought for sure it was the perfect candidate. Heck with all the other ones.
Yeah, unisex monkey, man.
Yeah.
Unisex monkey for president.
Do it for the monkey.
Unisex monkey. If you got anything better than a unisex monkey for president, then I know you're not up to something right. You're doing bad things in the backyard. I have a feeling.
Yeah. Hey, no more molesting farm animals, please.
No, none of that. None of the farm animals.
You pick up my medicine.
We got to pick up medicine.
It's out there.
Santa Cruz, this is a way of life. You know, we got to help people out, and everyone deserves a voice. You deserve a voice too. You know, you can call up 427-3772. Or you can just sit there to yourself and say something, you know. Maybe we should give you, like, you know, 20 seconds to just say something out loud. You just want to say something? Here you go. This is your time right here. Go.
We all want to scream.
I got it.
Okay, good job. You said something, yeah. Probably. You're doing good.
We've saved ourselves.
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Becca.
Welcome to the Dana Cruz Show.
Welcome to the Dana Cruz Galactic Activation Hour of Fun. Did you like the freestyle? How you doing?
Not too bad.
You're the mad freestyle lady.
No, not right now.
In the past, though. You rock it. So what's up? How you doing? What's going on in your world?
Lots of things are going on in my world. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Rainbow. Rainbow Theater is taking place this weekend, next weekend, and the weekend after that.
Oh, yeah.
Drop by tonight or tomorrow, 7 p.m. Stevenson Event Center up on campus. Also like to give a shout out to Dance Church, which happens every Sunday, 9 to 11:15 at the 418.
Yeah.
Is
that the Grateful Dead dance, or is that different?
Nah, that's different.
Oh, yeah. What's that one about? That one's different? What are
they
doing?
That one's different. It's just a bunch of people getting together in a room, dancing together.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, just want to give a shout out to everyone who still believes that love is possible and is doing everything they can to try and show that.
Calls.
Nah, not more free booty calls, man. The thing is, booty calls, nothing is ever free. If you think it's going to be free, you're doing it wrong. If you think it's going to be free of attachments, you're doing it wrong. Yeah, exactly. Nah, best things in life are free, but best things in life also, you got to work for them, you know?
I'm sorry, I proved it. I took a free booty call sign out in Santa Cruz, and I got two of them so far.
Yeah, this guy had a booty sign.
And they were free.
What about this guy's booty sign?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I
respect the booty sign.
Yeah, for sure.
Respect the free booty call.
For sure.
The stock market lost its ass, but I still had one to give.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This back is good.
The stock market, yeah, lost its ass, but this guy still had one to give. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, go. Be free. Be free to love.
Yeah.
Also, homelessness in Santa Cruz. Big fucking thing to talk about that, you know, we don't talk about. Or at least I feel like when we would talk about it, we don't actually talk about it with the people who are actually, like, experiencing homelessness. But, like, oh, good.
I've been living on the streets since July.
He's been living on the streets since July.
I've slept in a levee. I've
slept in a levee. In the bushes.
I've slept under bridges.
Under bridges.
I've even made love on somebody's driveway between parked cars. If that's you, call in. You know who you are. You woke up all stoned looking and told me to go away.
That's Santa Cruz.
And
yeah.
The other lady I was with, by the way.
Yeah. Go in love. Go to these events.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Okay. Love. Be free. I got to go and do all of those things.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
Love, we love having you in for your plug.
Rainbow Theater.
We encourage everybody that wants to have a voice on Freak Radio. Come on down. Call in. Do whatever it takes to get your voice heard. I did. I was living on the street telling people I was going to be famous in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
People were walking by laughing at me. I said, I'm not only going to be famous, someday I'm going to be famous and wealthy because of it. You know what? Freak Radio heard me. They gave me a soapbox to stand on this tall.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
If you guys want to get on the radio, you can send an email to galacticactivation@yahoo.com. Send an email, galacticactivation.yahoo.com. You can get on the radio.
Yeah, and I got a
Yahoo. Yes, you can do it.
Too.
You can do it.
Dane@yahoo.com.
Yeah, Dana
all
Dane.
One word, all lowercase. That's DanaTheDane@yahoo.com.
Yeah. This guy will tell you what's up. You want to know what's going on? What's going on here? What's up?
One more thing.
Yeah. We got, there's so many more things.
Community is the most important thing.
Community is the most important thing. We all need to get together. Thank you very much for coming
Absolutely.
Down
and
making your voice heard.
That's why I was all about community with one of my signs that said free booty calls. It was my best way to give back. And you know, when you give back, it's a very warm feeling way deep inside.
You're back. You ever have your love pushed in? No, it's something else, I think.
Well, somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning at past 9. somebody robbed the Glendale train of work. He lay, he made clean off the 16 train and it made off with a gold. It was about 9:45 when the train came rolling.
What's up, phone caller? What's you doing?
The brakeman, he hollered.
Phone caller? What are you, shy?
Somebody robbed the Glendale train and made
off. What's happening?
What's up, phone caller?
Can you hear me or what?
Yeah,
you gotta work that thing.
We can work this thing.
The one button
this,
and then the
this
other
is the Galactic
button.
Activation the Butter button. Radio rocket ship.
Man, did they train you on that shit?
We're flying through galaxies here.
They train you how to use the equipment, man.
We can't stop and look around and try to figure out how to work equipment. We got to get past.
I'm talking to myself. Who's the guy? Where's the guy with the free booty call sign, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right here. I can barely hear you over the guitar. Let me get some
headphones
on.
Okay, now I hear you in the background, but you guys apparently... You got to speak into the microphone, man.
Yeah.
How you doing?
In the microphone.
I got to speak into the mic. I understand that.
Hey, I got the free booty call sign.
Yeah, it's me.
I know you, man. I've seen a lot of gas in Santa Cruz, and I've been spirit changed 30 billion times, and I've been an excellent spirit changer myself. But I saw your sign, and I paid you $3 to take your picture. That was a good gas.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, man. Every bit of support from people helped me to survive in this town because I didn't have a dime after I lost my job. I don't have unemployment. I don't have any GA benefits, food stamps, nothing.
Make the people laugh.
Exactly. That's what I thought, you know. And that's what's been working for me. And I always had comedy in my heart, and I've always wanted to be a real comedian. And maybe someday, through the power of radio here, maybe somebody's going to hear my voice and decide to give me another shot. Who knows? But for now, I'm gonna stick with the first thing that's come along, and it's a real honor to be here on the air and be able to speak to people from Freak Radio, and I thank you for your call. So, yeah.
Well, you're making me laugh out here. Have fun. Fuck right FCC.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job, Danny Cruz.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you, Santa
Cruz. Keep calling in. We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you, 427-3772.
Yeah, this is Bam Bam again. I got a job teaching at the University of Berkeley Piratology.
Yeah, you're the Piratology man.
Yes.
Oh, I knew you.
And if you wonder what that's all about, it's not only about the history of pirates, but the modern-day pirates. Now, anybody out there... He says, what's a modern-day pirate? Well, the ones who are raping and pillaging are the Bush family and corporation and that whole scene, okay? Yeah. But Johnny Depp is one of my heroes because he's like the kung fu psychic, drunken rum, but very, very sly, good pirate. And so with that, everybody out there, I think, has got to have some pirate blood. If you never sailed on land, if you've ever broken a rule, ever played hooky, ever, stuck out the second story window so you can kiss the 18-year-old boy before the prom, you are a pirate. So I encourage everybody to look into the, there's like 15 adult pirate books in the bookstore. That's one bookstore. And there's like about 9 or 10 children pirate bookstore. And one thing about the pirates, real quick, is that they represent, to me, freedom. And I sailed on the ocean, and freedom on the ocean, freedom to drink rum without a permit, freedom to party, and also freedom to help balance out the whole piratism, because part of the reason why a lot of the pirates of the past, what I've been reading, were so frustrated and nasty and everything is because they spent time with all the guys on the boat. There were enough girls, you know, so 45 days out of sea and no women and a bunch of rum and dirty, stinky toes, how would you react? Anyway, there's more to that story, but I'm going to pass it on here.
Well, anyway, this old tater from Louisiana. I'm down there talking to these California hands. Boy, they done pretty good, don't y'all think so? But I got something to say. You know, they talking about these pirates and things like that. I'm going to tell you one about the pirates, man. You know, anyway, this old Blackbeard, you know, and he had a patch on his eye, he had a peg leg, you know, and he had a hook on his hand, you know. Well, this little boy woke up there and asked old Captain Hook, said, Captain Hook, said, how in the world did you lose your leg? He said, oh, he said, it was a big one. He said, Lord, it was such a big one. He said, you just couldn't realize how big it was. He said, Lord. He said, I grabbed me old hook. He said, I bit me old hook. He said, "Or," he said, Lord. He said, it was such a big one. He said, I throw me old hook over the board. He said, Lord. He said, I hooked me old shark. He said, I'll snatch him aboard. He said, Lord, I'll wrestle him down with my knife and I cut his throat. The shark get me old leg, but he said, I got me old fine leg now. It's a old peg, and he snapped his old hook on his peg. He said, it's a good one. He said, Lord, he said, I walked it. So that little boy said, well, Captain Hook said, Lord, said, how in the world did you lose that hand? Old Captain Hook said, oh, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, 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 Lord. He said, well, he said, I'll tell you, laddie. He said, oh, laddie, he said, I was on me boat, you know. He said, Lord, he said, it was such a big one. He said, Lord, he said, I bit me old hook. He said, Lord, he said, I throw it aboard. He said, Lord, he said, I pull a bigger one out. He said, Lord, it was such a bigger one. He said, you wouldn't know how big this one was. He said, I snatch him aboard. He said, I wrestle him down. He said, I'm going to stick me hand in his mouth with me knife to kill him. Help me, Lord, me, Lord, me, Lord. He bit me old hand off, and Lord, he said, the old Irish come out of me, and I lost me old hand. He said, I got this old hook now. He said, a good old hook, and he snapped, patted his old leg with that hook, and it thumped. He said, I got a good hook now. He said, little boy said, well, Lord, he said, how in the world did you lose your eye? Well, old Captain Hook looked at him and said, oh, Lord, Lord, he said, I'm going to tell you now. He said, I was a-looking up. He said, I was a-looking up in me bird's nest, you know. He said, it was on me high, you know. And he said, I was a-looking up. He said, all of a sudden, a bird shit and hit me in the eye. And I forgot I had me old hook in me. And I forgot, I thought I had me hand, and I had me old hook. And he said, I went for wiping it out, and I tore me eye out.
Oh, that really hurts. Damn. Hey, you know, I got a little poem about a man of the sea.
Yeah.
I wrote this years ago when I was a kid, and I blogged it on my MySpace. And I'd like to share it on the air for a minute here. So I once knew an old man of the sea. He knew his ship inward and out with great glee. Then one day off to the leeward he went to go pee. Well, as the wind whipped and tossed it all back upon him, he fell off into the ocean. He forgot how to swim. Yet he died with a grin.
Yeah.
I got a song for
you. He forgot how to pee.
Tater's got a song.
We got Tater songs. FreakRadio.org.
Tater never said this, but, you know, like, when I think of Tater, I think of Tater Tot. Tater Tots, you know? When I think of Tot, I think of the children. And what I see in Tater is what some people call an old man, and I call an old child. Actually, probably a young man and an old child. Anyway, the child and the exuberance and the curiosity and the beauty is important, no matter what age you are, to always keep that curiosity that the child shows you. And this man shows me a lot.
Later.
Well, death has an angel sent down from above, sent from the buds of flowers we love. They're truly forsaken for God's chosen way, but forever to bloom in the master's bouquet. Loved ones are passing each day in and each hour they're passing away like the life of a flower. Each blossom is ballooned in its own kind of way, but forever to bloom in the master bouquet. Gathering flowers for the master's bouquet. Beautiful flowers that will never fade away. They're truly forsaken for God's chosen, but forever to bloom in the master's bouquet. But forever to bloom in the master's bouquet.
You know, a lot of people think that homelessness is caused by drug addiction and alcoholism. Personally, I think that, you know, homelessness contributes to drug addiction and alcoholism. You know, it's really depressing, especially if you see a homeless person out there and they're honestly just, you know, in need. If you pass them by, at least smile, at least say hi, something. A lot of people do here in Santa Cruz, and that really cheers me up, because a lot of cities I've been in don't. And it depresses the homeless into further addictions. It depresses the homeless, and it makes them lash out, lose their minds, and everything else. And I've seen it on and off for years and years on the streets. I've been homeless. First time I became homeless, my father and I had a falling out when I was 15. He had me addicted to cocaine at home. Can you imagine that? He was dealing cocaine out of the house, and we had a falling out, so I had to hit the streets. So, you know, there's many different forms of homelessness. You know, I raised a family. I got rehabbed when I was like 19 years old and raised a family, and here I am, 40-year-old man. I already got a granddaughter in the world. And because I got laid off of a low-paying job, I had no resource after that and ended up out on the streets again. And occasionally, you know what? I smoke a little pot. In fact, I love the stuff. It's the only thing that saved my sciatica and my nerves and my back. And so I would be able to get a 215 card due to my injury and so forth. But you know what? It's too expensive to even go see a doctor in my situation. Yeah. I was barely able to afford the room I rented. I can't
even afford that. Yeah.
You know, and I see so many people living out of their vehicles and sleeping in bushes.
Oh, by the way, you know, I got a van, you know, and if it's raining and someone needs to sleep in a van and they can give me like $10 to sleep in my van some night, you know, I'd be down for that, you know. Well,
brother, I would have done that every night. You should have talked to me.
Yeah. Send an email to galacticactivation@yahoo.com, and you know, maybe get you all out of the rain if I can.
For sure.
We all gotta pull together and help people out. You know, you probably got a van that you ain't using. You know, let someone sleep in there for $10.
Whatever it
know?
Is, maybe or a spare less, couch even. In a garage, maybe a tarped over area in your backyard. They're handing out tickets to people, and they're chasing us off of all the properties, all the commercial properties. Anyway, if you've got anything that you can help, because, you know, the armories don't even open up until mid-November, and they fill up fast. But, you know, even if you don't have anything to help, any spare advice, anything you want to say, any comments, we're more than welcome if you want to put them on the air. 831-427-3772. Again, you're listening to Freak Radio.
Yes.
101.1 FM. www.freakradio.org. Make checks payable to FRSC. Once again, make checks payable to FRSC for support. Anything helps.
Yeah, that's P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's 7507. You can send us something, you know, send us a card maybe, you know. Like I was saying, if you want to donate $20, we can get you a T-shirt. You know, if you want to donate, you know, $3, I get you a CD. You know, if you want to, you know, sleep in my van, you know, you can give me $10. That's how it goes.
Help support local radio in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
It does more than just broadcast.
You know, we don't have, you know, these corporations, you know, funding us like these other radio, you know, companies. They, you know, you got all these corporations funding them. You know, they're just being part of the problem. You know, still, we're still on the electric grid, you know. Maybe someone could donate some solar panels to us. That'd be nice. You know, get us off of here.
I think so. You know, I think that people fund a lot of things around here, and they some of them really know what they're donating to. One day I stood out there before the first real bad rains came this year, and I told countless people I needed anything, spare change for a tent. You know, I ended up with so much spare change that when I came back from the sporting goods store I bought it at, I handed out several dollars worth of quarters to other individuals each to eat that night. Out of the 15 extra dollars and quarters I got for a tent. Then the next day, somebody came to me and told me that an anonymous donation of tents went to the homeless shelter that night. Gee, I wonder who I spoke to out there. Somebody must have heard me. I hope somebody can hear me now, because I got a bigger soapbox to stand on, and my voice is going out. Thank you, Freak Radio.
Yeah.
831-427-3772. You know, if you want to talk to me on the Dana Cruz Show, I'd really love to hear from you. It's a brand new radio show. We're going to try to put a new twist on things. The voice of Santa Cruz wants to be heard.
Yeah.
That's your voice.
Yeah, these people.
All your voices.
We all got voices. You know? I met you. You have a great voice. You know? You know? You meet Dana Cruz on the street, you'll know who you're talking to. You know? And he knows. He's. You're not afraid to tell you. Not afraid to tell you.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'll say what it is. I'll speak my mind. I'm always about saying how I feel in my truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you no stories. I'm not going to make nothing up. I'm not going to try to deceive you. I just want to be true, always.
So what have the cops done to you, man? Like, what have they?
Well,
like,
no, you know what? I don't really have any problems with the police here in Santa Cruz at all. The only thing that I've ever done was I smoked some marijuana. Because I don't have a 215 card, I was ticketed on two different occasions. One of them, they wrote me up in the newspapers because it was a controversial area to begin with. I was at the drum circle. Many people smoke marijuana at the drum circle. Yeah. They don't like it. There's been many complaints. But the issue is they want to build a parking structure there. They want to chase off all these talented musicians and people that have a place to gather on Wednesdays next to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And they want to ruin the look of the city with an ugly structure there. I don't agree with it. Do you agree with it?
Call us up. 427-3772. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean,
you know
that's the real galactic activation right there. It's the people getting together in the community, you know, farmers market, all that.
For sure, for sure. You know, as far as the police go, I haven't personally seen any real police brutality. You know, I'm sure that stories exist. I'm sure there has been.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be again. It's always a problem, you know. But the thing is that in many cities, I've seen far worse police forces with far worse attitudes. And to be honest with you, if you're straight with these police out here and you talk to them like a human being,
they're good people. Yeah.
They're going to treat you and talk to you like a human being, too.
Yeah.
And that's the honest truth.
Except,
you know,
except when you're on, like, hallucinogenics
on
and they
night,
ask you to rap to them. But that still works out okay.
On Halloween night, a drunk male individual approached me with my booty call sign and decided to punch me in the stomach. He was obviously intoxicated and proceeded through with punching me in my stomach. Well, lucky for me, I'm in good shape because I'm homeless and I carry a backpack and I march around town all day. I got strong stomach wall muscles. It didn't really faze me much other than it angered me.
Mm-hmm.
So I nudged him shoulder to shoulder as he tried to pass me by in the crowd and spun him halfway around and told him, "Hey, fuck you." And he took a swing at me. And then at that point, because I'm sober and he's drunk, I just gave him a good shove on his chest and flung him on his ass. The police saw it, the whole thing. There was observers in the crowd that saw the whole thing.
Yeah. You see, that's
the guy got up in panic and ran straight for the police. They cuffed him up instantly. They didn't beat on him. They didn't mistreat him. But they cuffed him up. They knew he was obviously drinking and was involved in an altercation. At which point I calmly approached the officers. At least two people from the crowd followed me over there. The witnesses told the police what happened. I told them what happened. They said he was going to jail for drunk in public. They wanted to know if I cared to press charges. I didn't care to press charges for assault. I think he got more out of it than I did. I scared the shit out of him and gave him a dose of his own medicine. And the cop that I told it to laughed when I said I gave him a dose of his own medicine. And I'm not trying to stand here and, be a big badass or anything. You know, it's just people are people and things happen, you know. And you gotta just live there in the world and give and get respect. And treat people the way you want to be treated, you know.
Yeah.
A smile can go a very, very long way in this world.
You got some canned food or something you don't need. You know, you can bring that out to somebody. You give that to someone. You know,
yeah,
I can make a big difference. There's other countries need help too. The Haitian food drive going on.
Maybe you got a couple of heavy coats in your closet. It's gonna get really cold out, and there's several of these rainbow children running around T-shirts. You know, maybe you keep one in the trunk of your car, and when you see them downtown, pop it out and walk up to them and say, "Hey, Christmas is coming soon. Happy holidays."
Yeah.
You know, and I know there's a lot of love out there like that. I just want to remind people, even and especially in harder times with our economy being bad and things uncertain with a new president stepping up to plate, don't forget the love, no matter what. No matter what.
Yeah.
Because it comes back to you. Every time I've ever given,
yep.
And I had it to give before, it comes back.
Yeah.
I remember one time years ago, about 3 years ago, I was offering to take friends of mine to go see an air show in San Francisco, and I was passing through the Caltrain station in downtown San Jose. I had several hundred dollars on me, and none of my friends showed up that I wanted to treat to a time at the air show. There's this guy standing at the door asking for change, for food, or not even that, really. Actually, to be honest with you, I didn't hear him ask for a dime. He was asking for food, come to think of it, which struck me odd. But I kind of stood back. I was smoking a cigarette waiting to enter the train station. I stood back to observe him because I've been in that situation before, and I felt for him. And I saw a whole crowd of what we call yuppies, you know, college age, and their mid-20s and early 20s.
They weren't helping him? Or?
Well, no, this was worse than that. It was so tragic. They had, like, literally, like, bags of all this food stuffs, and one guy's clutching, like, a whole grip of bananas, and they're laughing and giggling. They're obviously going to have their nice train lunch and their day out in the city or whatever. This guy asked him if the guy could even just peel off a banana.
Yeah.
And they laughed at him as they went through the entrance to the train station and didn't do a damn thing for him. Well, I was pretty upset with that.
That's pretty gross.
I was really upset with that. So I walked past him because He looked at me. He didn't even ask me for nothing. Because I always look like I do pretty much. Even when I have it together and have money, I just dress down. I call it. Or whatever you want to call it. Well, anyway, I pass him by with my bicycle. I was taking my beater mountain bike on the train with me to the city because I like to ride. So I pass him by, but I knew I was going to do something for him. And I get past him a little bit, and I take out 2 fives, fold them up, turn back around at the door, and I go, "Here, go eat a nice lunch, please." And I'll never forget the look in that guy's eyes.
That's right.
You know, I mean, he was really shocked because he'd never seen that kind of love, I guess, maybe the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and I know what it's like to get that kind of love the first time. Do you know what happened to me a couple weeks ago when I passed through that train station yet again and I was in need? I held a cardboard sign near that same door.
Yeah.
Traveling broke. I needed to get to Walnut Creek and then all the way back to Santa Cruz again because I was helping a friend get back home and reestablish himself with his parents, a street kid.
Yeah.
So you know what I did? I paid our trips up there and back with a traveling broke sign and got us fed. And out of the kindness of some lady's heart, within a half hour of sitting in front of that door of that train station, I was handed a $100 bill by her. And him and I went out to a nice lunch on our way to Walnut Creek.
Yeah. That's great.
I know.
People doing it.
There's people that can honestly do that. And she told me, pay it forward. And I've been paying it forward ever since and even before that.
Yep.
And I knew that was already the pay forward from the day that I did that other act of kindness at that same train station. Because I felt the presence of God in that.
Yeah.
You know, no, God isn't in a church necessarily.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
You may
want to
seek him there. But he said, seek him everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Leave no stone unturned.
Yeah.
Most of all, look inside yourself to seek God. That's how I feel about it. And, you know, I got another little saying I'd like to put out there that I've been telling people on the streets. This is the word on the street from Dana Cruz. You know, when you're awake, you remember the future, right? I mean, you think about the future, excuse me. And you remember the past.
Yeah.
You know, you're awake, you remember the past. Hey, I get things backwards all the time.
That's probably true. It's probably true.
Yeah. And it's definitely true. I mean, who wouldn't remember the past when they're awake?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. There's probably some
Try
people.
Try remembering the future in your dreams. Because I was telling people I was dreaming about being famous. I was telling people I was dreaming about having a fortune. And I seen those dreams starting to come true already. I mean, here I am talking to people on the air live.
I know, it's fun, huh?
Just because I was asking for it.
Yeah. Now,
how hard is it to get what you want in life? You know, years ago, I told my wife once, I said, I really believe that anybody can get anything they want by asking for it, because I was studying the Bible. She was a very devout Christian woman, and she couldn't understand me. Her sister's family couldn't understand me. One day, I was helping my sister's family move from one part of San Jose to another.
Yeah.
And they were on Section 8. They didn't have much money, and all their possessions in the world was in one house and went to another house. And among those things was their washer and their dryer. Well, they had a gas dryer. So when we get into this new house, they forgot to check the hookup in the laundry room, and there was no gas hookup for a dryer. It was all electrical.
Uh-huh.
On faith, on that moving day, I put on my rollerblades out of my car, and I said, I'm going to go scout the neighborhood, and I'm going to find you a washer and a dryer that works on electric. And you know what I did? I went on my skates, and it took me about 10 minutes and about 5 blocks of scouting. And there was a driveway with 2 washers and a nice dryer on it. And I went and rang the bell, and the lady happened to be home for her lunch break and answered the door in a bit of a hurry. And I said, excuse me, about the machines on your driveway. Oh, those have been there for weeks. Are you here to pick them up? I said, no, but I'd really like the dryer. And she said, well, you could have that. Dang, so-and-sos were supposed to pick it up. I'm not going to name them on the air. You guys all know who they are. didn't pick them up. I guess they were too choosy about what machinery they wanted. Well, my sister-in-law sure wasn't. It was a beautiful electric dryer that I believe she's still using this day. I know they had it for years after I gave it to them for nothing. For asking, rather.
Yeah.
And it's out there.
That's how you do it.
Anything in this world, I told my wife that. Anything in this world, if you really want it, ask for it. Believe it. You'll get it.
Yep. I know stories. I know a friend of ours who he wanted a pen. He wanted a pen really bad. And, you know, he went through all this trouble. And, you know, he was at like a drum circle or some type of thing. And, yeah, this pen just flew out of nowhere. It almost got him in the face. But, you know, he got the pen, you know. I want to let people also know that there's a guy who I'm pretty sure is homeless, maybe. He's sometimes, you know, the parking garage over by like Jamba Juice and the bank and area over there.
I know that one.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, sometimes he just wants a ride, you know, and he'll give you like $2, $3, you know, and you can give this guy a ride back to his house. It's up Highway 9 a little bit, you know. And you know, that's a nice thing you can do, you know. You give someone a ride if they need one too, you know.
Oh, for sure. Sharing a ride is always a good thing. Sparing a ride is always a good thing. You know, be safe. Watch who you get in your vehicle. Make sure your possessions are secure. Make sure you watch them if you don't know that you can trust them.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know this guy is okay.
But love is good to share. Okay. Love is good to share, but don't put your neck on the line ever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think hitchhiking is dangerous.
Yeah, it is, it is.
I think that people should, you know, give rides and be choosy a little bit to be safe. But you know what? Most hitchhikers are very...
I've never really had a hitchhiker problem before.
Me
you know,
either.
There was that one time where I had a hitchhiker and I pulled over at the store, and then I came back and I had like a nylon over my head and I had a bag full of something, and then I told him we had to go really quick, you know.
You pulled a prank on it. Did the guy bail out of your car? Or what?
he didn't know what was going on there, but
he didn't bounce.
Yeah, he stayed in the car. I took off.
Did he want his cut of your money?
I let him know. He probably did want to cut, you know?
I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, that was the first thing I would have been asking. Hey, you know what? Just a few days ago, the last time I was passing through the Caltrain station of San Jose on my way back into Santa Cruz, because I do some traveling here and there to go visit relatives and so forth and see my kids and family every once in a while. Well, you know what? I was passing through there, and I was standing there waiting for the Highway 17 Express over the hill to come back. And I seen this guy that had just gotten off the 17 Express that was sitting at the bus bench, and he's getting up to leave, and he had a cigarette, and I needed a cigarette, so I asked him for one, because asking's cool if it's all right, you know, as long as you don't abuse it. And the guy says, sure, I got a cigarette, and he gives me a cigarette. He says, oh, by the way, I'm off to go kill myself today. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you wouldn't happen to have any cash on you. I'm a little bit broke.
No,
and, he told me, he says, well, yeah, actually, I could probably spare you a bit. And he gave me like a 20 and some ones. And then so I started talking to him. And, you know, we spent some time together. We took a cab ride. He had several hundred dollars on him. He had already made arrangements to give money to his daughter. He had a terminal condition, he explained to me. And he didn't want to wait for the end. He was going to take himself out. But, you know, without even trying to dissuade him from it, because I think that's his choice. I think that's his freedom. And I told him so. I believe that, you know, if you really want to end that suffering, if you do it, you know, but, you know, do it for a good reason. If you're going to go out, you know, like terminal illness or something, but, you know, if you got unfinished business, I'd say stick around. Cause you know, I started talking to the guy without ever trying to discourage him from anything. But I think I made him realize about some unfinished business, you know, just in general. I mean, hey, have you seen any good movies lately? I remember this one movie I was watching, you know, Face Off or something like that in the cab ride. And this guy, he said he'd never seen it, you know, but I got his wheels turning in his head, you know, and he's thinking about death and he's thinking about this and that, but he's hearing my voice. And I'm not discouraging him at all. I'm just talking about general topics, general subjects, life in general. Next thing I know, he's talking about how he has to visit his parole agent tomorrow.
Oh, man.
He was talking about death tonight.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes ago. We're in a cab. He's on his way to pick up $1,500 more of a disbursement from some fund that a lawyer has for him in Los Gatos, California.
Some people forget how lucky they are sometimes.
Hey, this guy rode me around in a cab at the cost of about 50-something bucks. By the time he dropped me back off at the Caltrain station where I met him and later caught the bus, he was talking about going to visit some other friends and stuff, and that's why he dropped me off there. I must have done something to cheer him up. I don't know what I did, but I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows him, his family, or if you hear my voice and you know me, because you said you were from Santa Cruz when I met you, 427-3772, 831-427-3772, Freak Radio, I'm Dana Cruz, the voice of the street.
Yeah, Dana Cruz, he's the man. It's going to be the new Freak Radio program for you sometime, you know? We're going to get a new show here for you. You're going to enjoy this. We'll let you know.
I'm hoping for this spot on Saturdays.
We'll let you know when and where in future episodes. Galactic Activation Radio, freakradio.org. You know, you can...
Freak Radio!
Yeah, go to just Google Galactic Activation Radio, look for the Radio for All page, and you can download all the shows. You can download this show.
Hey,
watch
listeners,
that.
By the way, you know, all that spare changing and crap I do out on the streets, that's on the real. I'm a broke, homeless individual. I even lost my voice. If anybody sees my voice running around out there, will you tell it to go back to me? I really miss it.
Yeah.
I've been a little horse. I'm hoping to be a big pony later.
Yeah. Danny Cruz, the voice from the streets. Free booty calls. Hoping to be a pony. You can do it too.
Yeah. I like pony rides, don't you?
Okay, y'all, I'm going to play a little something for you now. Enjoy, freakradio.org.
Yes, please.
Oh, ಹಿತವಾಗಿ ಹಾಡೋ ಬಯಕೆ ಬಂದಿದೆ, ಮನಸ್ಸಲ್ಲಿ ಇದ್ದ ಭಯವು ಓಡಿದೆ, ಎದೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನೂರು ಆಸೆ ಮೂಡಿದೆ. ನನ್ನ ಈ ನಾಡಿನ ನನ್ನ ಈ ಮಣ್ಣಿನ ಸೌಂದರ್ಯ ಎಂದು ನೋಡಿದೆ. ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಶ್ರೀಗಂಧವೇ ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂಗಾರವೇ ಆನಂದ ತುಂಬಿ ಹಾಡಿದೆ. ನೀವೇ ನನ್ನ ತಾಯಿ ತಂದೆ ಎಂದು ಬಂದೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿಗೆ, ನಿಮ್ಮ ಚಂದ ಹಾಡೋ ಚಂದ ನೋಡಿ ಹರಸಿ ಎನ್ನುವೆ. ನಾನು ನಿಲ್ಲುವೆ, ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಯಿಂದ ಗೆಲ್ಲುವೆ, ಸಂತೋಷದಿಂದ ಹಿಗ್ಗಿ ಹಾರುವೆ, ಆಕಾಶ ಭೂಮಿ ಒಂದೇ ಮಾಡುವೆ. ಕಲ್ಲು ನೀರಾಗಲಿ ಬಳ್ಳಿ ಹೂವಾಗಲಿ ಸಂಗೀತವನ್ನು ಕೇಳುತ್ತಾ ಕಡಲು ಮೇಲುಗಲಿ ಆಕಾಶ ಮುಟ್ಟಲಿ ಕುಣಿದಾಟವನ್ನು ನೋಡುತ್ತಾ. ನೀವೇ ನನ್ನ ತಾಯಿ ತಂದೆ ಎಂದು ಬಂದೆ
Yeah. This is London Label. Yeah. The Deus Ex Machina. Yeah. Coming for you from above. Yeah. But didn't you know it was love? It was love that I gave to you. That you sought, that you forgot, that you fought back, that you took. We gave to all of that who ever needed. Give it all away, and you know what? Love is what I see when I'm looking. Everyone stay moving around. You know what? When you're moving, you gotta stay just doing good, doing everything for the neighborhood, for all the people in the community. You gotta rock it, you gotta do it. See, you gotta do it, you gotta be free for what you love. You gotta do it, you gotta do it. Fits like a glove, and this guy can get on too. Everybody, anyone, you too. 427-3772, get on the mic, do what you like. This is right, this is right what you're doing. Every second that you're speaking, every time that you're doing, you know, you don't be tweaking on the moment, just saying what it is. And you spoke, kid, about what you did back before. You said it again, you did it. You'll be your best friend if you only understand that you can do it. Yes, I know that you can.
I can and I will and I plan to fulfill whatever I can. I handle it like an anvil, slamming, making, manufacturing, no industrial process. But I say I do what I have to get through. Progress, we make way, pave the way. Every day they pave the streets, so we can't plant seeds, but we gotta uplift the groove, the concrete. And I use my feet to get where I got to. Sometimes the car breaks down, it's my attitude. You gotta be ready for anything, and so I'm here presenting, trying to be what, a human being on this planet? We got respect for animals, but equality, damn, the panic. I'm saying it's all invisible. I get my rhyme, it's critical. Keep it going, hypocritical? Nah, I live that which I preach. Each reach, teach each one how I wanna be beseeched. I mean to speak upon wherever, what beach I'm laying. I'm like a lawn chair, kicking it there or here, wherever I care to. I share with you, I share a spare of you. It's all about connecting, reflecting. I got one truth in perspective. It's just one. We all got our own truth, wherever we came from. And our truth could be disputed, but the fact that truth exists for everyone recruited, I mean everyone on this spaceship, planet Earth, is a verifiable fact. And yo, your worth is much more, is equivalent to what your truth and how you present. And what I'm saying is, long as we don't interfere, long as we don't make our truth something that means other people's truths can't be here, can't be cleared, I'm saying then we got nothing to fear. And we can rise to the task of the tip of your surprise and the tongue that you say you meet your demise every day. If you got it, then you try harder, putting hammering nails and whatever I was saying.
You could do it forever. You don't even need a screwdriver to fix your car, because you can just go off and do it, because there you are right now. Saying it, listen to the radio, wow, it's some type of technology, but there's also a spiritual essence inside of it, and you can learn about its blessings if you only take some time to take it out and pass it around to your friend over there. And I know everybody, and you know, I think they should care very deeply about their butter, possibly, you know, just like no other, and you know, also about the nice people who do it. Do it, and though everybody is equal, some people just say shine is special. Yeah, some people, they know that they're a vessel, and then so, and then they look, and then they do it, and then you know what, and then the love that you cook inside. Soup's Kitchen is on from 4 to 6, but right now I'm on the Galactic Activation, 2 to 4, you know, this is what it is that you're facing. You better know about the, you know, the pirate ship through the intergalactic alities. I slip, and I'm looking for something else, but I found it, you know, because I found it, and I love it, and it's the wealth that I find inside of my mind. I find it every time, I find it every time, but it's not just me, it's you too. It's everybody, and you know, you and me, and you know, this, the sound, we can make it, we can bring it, we can fall into the ground and go deeper and darker, but then we can hear what we hark and hear, the voices that I hear, and it's making it sound so nice and so pretty and so clear, and so I know that I can just jump inside of it and take or go away for a little bit of ride. It's quick, it's, you know, gets you places that you want to go. It gets you to the Freak Radio Show, and that's where you should go, and then have a good time, and then you can do it, and you can, you know, climb inside, and you know, find the time that you do, and you can do it, and you can love it, and it can be true, it can be true, and you can call 427-3772, and you can do it before you ever did it, and then, you know, and then who could ever hear it, but except for you, how you're doing it right now. This is what you do, and you're doing a good job. Just stay alive until you're dead. Don't listen to anything that anybody ever said. Don't listen to the people inside of the cupboard, you know, do it like your mother, and take it out, and then shake it around. Bang on the pots and pans. Look what you found. You found a good time that you could do it. And you know what? I think if you sit down, you would always know it if you just, you know, blew it. You know, the big time that you had, you know, it was fine. But, you know, sometimes they gotta go away. Sometimes the words that you say, they gotta just disappear. And then the times that you stay and you make it, it's all cool. You know, it's a vacation, but it's also something greater. It's making it what you made. And then what it is that you hear is right here and her and right now. And I wish that somehow I could take it, and then I could go blow and explode it into you, and then you could make it, and you could know it, and you could feel it, and it's true, and it's real, and it's inside. And you know what? I think that I'll be doing fine as long as I'm loving where I'm sitting. I'll give my money to the radio show, no bullshit. No, none of that near. Just doing it, rocking it, loving everybody, because it's all clear, it's all fine, it's all inside of here. That's just doing it. And you could be doing it, because we're in a good point to be right now. It's like the whole universe, like some way, somehow, it's like consciousness was like made for it. It was coming, it came so quick, it was already here. You took off from somewhere to the end of the galaxy in no time at all. How'd you do that? And you came back even. That was pretty talented. You can find that. You can rewind that. You can put that in your book. You can sit down and, you know, take the time that you took to look. You know? Yeah. You could find a little flower. You could do it. You could do it for way, way more than an hour. And then you pick it up and you look. And it looks so good, and you think that you should possibly go give it to someone that you find. And then you know what? Even if you got your eyes closed or inside of your mind, you can still do it. You can still look around, and you can true it, and you can give it, and then you can smile, and then you could tell everyone that it'll be fine for a little while. The sun's shining, the trees are breezing, everybody does it, there's not no reason. It's just how we're doing, it's the plants and the flowers. They've been doing it here for many centuries, more than ours. It's good, and they'll be still doing that. That's the meaning of life. I thought you knew, kid. Yeah, cause there's no way you can escape. Yes, everything you find, it's no fake. It's right here, and it's doing it, it's loving it. Anything that can appear, anything that you can do, anything that you can say, it's all okay, it's all okay. It's all point of the same, you know, but you could make it better. You could keep the crumbs out, your butter, whatever, you know, something better than that too. You could do it, and it could be true. Like I say, many times, time again, I do it, I would say it, cause you are my friend again, and some more. And you know what? Some honey I pour, I should have bought at least, because high fructose syrup is the beast. You better look out for that. You know what? Sometimes I wish that the cat had to find it. You know, you gotta keep away all the butter. You know, he's blinded by, you know, a deep dark lust. You know, and this cat you cannot trust, as they come back and they try to find it again. I thought you was my friend. And you got some crumbs in my butter. Oh no, I think that I must mutter myself again up and do it. And then it'll be fine and it'll be great. And I love it. And people, it's not too late. 427-3772 Galactic Activation. I thought that you knew. You could call up, you could come on. Email galacticactivation@yahoo.com. That's a good thing that you could do. It's not wrong, it's true, it's true. And it's all of the above, it's both. The cup is, you know, not what it is that you hope is half empty or half full. It's all of it, you know. It's standing real tall and seeing that if you were inside of a crystal and the little impurities, they would piss you a little bit off as you flew around. But you know what, it's okay, because the sound of realizing that all the little impurities have a reason actually might be greater. Yes, you know, no reason to be a hater and not realize that the crystal is all connected. Every planet, everything I said when I did it, and it was all the same, it was coming. You didn't see the scene, but it was the same, it was there before. I don't know how to say it, but it's something more. Something more that you can do, and you can feel it, and you can love. Come to our open mic. Yeah, pure love is what we do. Sunday, 3 o'clock. Yes, you know, actually, you can walk down there on a Saturday. You can walk down there on a Monday. You can say what you have to say. At the, you know, little circle by Jamba Juice. You can do it. You can do it. And if you don't have a tooth and you don't have many, it's all cool. You can still do it and be crazy. Like, you know, picking up things that you see. The bird, it's like, what? I saw him as I was rocking the poem. He was dropping stuff like could never be known. Yes, although I said it, and so you do. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, maybe. I mean, who else would be talking about it on Galactic Activation Radio? I thought that you were spotting it a long time ago on your CD search line. I don't know what it is, but it's fine. You can take it and rearrange it and be greater. You can do it, and you can be a vacator of bad. You can do it. You can remind your dead dad to grow strong and tall. You can do it. And if the tree falls down, and if there's no more, and is there a sound? I don't know, but I know. Sometimes you just gotta let go, and does the sound go away? Is it all okay? Is there anything to say? Is there anything to hear? I mean, are we even here? Are we even here? I don't know. You should call us on the radio, and then maybe we will have a better idea. You know what? I see you. I see you sitting there. You know, I think that the bear who ate the slug in my dream was anything that I could ever mean. I don't even know if I know what I mean, but sometimes I piece it together and I understand. The bear, the slug, you know, the cat with the crumbs and the butter, Murgatroyd, the unisex monkey, Dana Cruz, 2.27, Heidi Kim, yeah. Yeah, because I was strumming. I knew that nothing could ever be nothing if I just left for a second. I don't even need it. I don't need a weapon. I just have my hands. I just have everything I say. And you know I can possibly rearrange that into something greater. Possibly now, never, or later. It's all the same time. It's all feeling good. It's all doing what you see in the rhyme. The people, they're knowing. The people, there's like an ocean. They're right there. They're rocking at the jazz festival somewhere. And they're doing good. They're feeling fine. They're up in Santa Cruz. They're inside of my mind. Oh no, they're also in San Fran. They're doing it because they can. All the people with the art. Yes, they do it. They do it from my heart. And yes, maybe they don't have a place to go. Maybe you should know that, you know, you should be grateful for what you have. And then, you know, don't let go of that feeling. You know what? If you just could fly through the ceiling, fly somewhere off, you know, like if you do not care, then maybe you wouldn't remember. But you know what? You should. So where you were right before, you should do it. You should do that and more.
Do it. Do that and more. Do more than anyone could ever ask for. Do it for yourself, but for everyone else. And that's the greatest gift you can give to yourself. Because we are here to enrich minds. And here to uplift in desolate times. But we got to understand there's people everywhere. You can shake their hand. You can meet them, be friendly. Everyone's got love. Especially, you know, as long as they don't have enemies. No enemy. Want to rep organic clothing? That's all I gotta say. Keep it local, sustainable, so when everything else falls away, you'll be able to preserve yourself. I need to urgently advise that you view wealth as something from the inside, your health, your well-being. Grateful that I'm not dead. Every day that I come to my bed and rise in the morning, the tides are storming outside, but the size is enormous for the power of everything in the universe. Everything helping us all out. It's what it is. It's what it's worth. Upon this earth. What a curse, but a blessing. Gotta turn everything around the right direction. Guessing. Sometimes it's still just listening to the suggestion. Got questions. I'm always questioning. Can't stop that. Cause I need an opening in my mind. I have an opening in everything God's designed. Trying to understand it. Don't panic. A little herb will make your mind just frantic sometimes, but you gotta cool it off, be calm, maintain dawn, day will always be here tomorrow, and that's one thing you can't borrow, cause it's given freely, you never have to return it, so don't do anything but try to feel like you earn it, stay in the moment, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta know it, yeah, you gotta take it flow with it.
Making everything go with the show. Dana Cruz, the man on the streets, he wants to have his voice heard. Hey, man, what time are you going to get up in the morning to see the day? Every time you wonder why you want what goes this way, you wake up, you see the light. It's a flashlight. It's a cop with a flashlight. He's telling you to move on, son, move on. Hey, it's cold and rainy out, though. Where am I going to go?
He doesn't know.
So I just get up and go again with the flow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I walk up the street against traffic just to see who honks at me. It's raining out then, like it is now. Treat people kindly.
Treat street people kindly.
All people. You know, even people. As a street person, I've seen drunk yuppies land in the gutter and helped them home. And then went back to the bushes to go to sleep that night knowing they were safe. And so, that's the truth.
You know.
I saw a guy sleeping face down in one of these parking garages over here, and one of his other yuppie friends kept kicking him in the leg, and the guy was laying there. He was dead drunk. It looked really sad. I went and found me an officer and told him, "Officer, you need to take him off that pavement, please. He could die like that. It was a cold night, and he was laying flat on his back. He was breathing, but he wasn't responding to a damn thing. That guy could have had alcohol poisoning. How are you going to leave somebody laying like that if you're their buddy?" But his other buddy was drunk. So
yeah, you got to stay true to your buddy. You got to do it. You got to love people. No push and shove. No push and shove to get your food. Don't do it. Don't be so rude. Yes, you could be nicer. Yes, you could do it. You could bring a lighter and... you know, bring some cookies. You could do it. You could, here, take my keys and you can open the gate.
Yes, we can do it. We can be great. We can just get together, collaborate. We can do it. We can love it. And I feel like I should. And I feel like maybe possibly when I got to the port that I did, that I loved and I did. And I fit. And I loved it. And I did it. And I did it. And man, kid. Freak Radio.
We still want to hear from you out there.
Radio.
You must know our number by now, but you know, if you're really that dumb and stoned.
3772.
427.
3772.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Chickens.
Chickens?
I am not
hey,
a
what
nugget.
About what
like
about rubber chickens? The rubber chickens.
It's not like playing at home by yourself.
Yeah, the rubber chickens, he made, you know what, he was trying to do it, he didn't want to behave, and so my rubber galactic monkey, he did it because, you know, he was feeling spunky, and so we thought he might become
monkey?
A technology. Yes, he was unisex, he was feeling free, and though he had his also technological chicken, and you know what, he was wishing to hit us in the face with the egg. It was not nice, and you know what, so I say, Mr. Monkey, you should, you know, realize you're unisex, and... You know, go vote. You know, go write checks to the unisex monkey. You know, I think you should do it. I think that a junk of weed together could maybe possibly... Yeah, go vote for the unisex monkey.
Go vote for the unisex monkey. I once knew a town where a dog was the mayor. What I'm saying, because they didn't care. They didn't want anything to change, and so they didn't dare. But re-elect this same candidate many times, and maybe an elephant will be able to alleviate crimes and planet Earth. That's what I'm saying. We like animals, you know, because, you know, they got a little bit more wisdom when it comes down to just remaining free and being and chilling, keeping things cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to feel like the fool ever, but sometimes I got to do that just to remain clever. I got to be saying things, saying whatever I'm feeling off the top of my head, and that's however it comes out. Don't be misled. There's truth to it. I speak it, and it's all about fluid, like amniotic fluid and underwater birthing. Saying it seems more natural. Yo, if you ain't heard of it, check it out online. But I do what I can at the time. Make a Zion or Zine magazine. Be sure to support the local anarchist scene, because we need all peoples to support. And let me clear my throat, let everyone know, yo, it's okay to vote, but we gotta do much more than that. Anarchy works between me and you and our little habitat, but obviously government happens for a reason. Ain't no other way for the people to, you know, with all that
treason in your face.
It's a human race, but we got individual paces and minds and things, and the trace is always left behind, and we'll be kings, queens, and all that royalty one day, you'll see. And you can pay as many fake presidents and kings on it to worship, or you inherit whatever, nothing. I mean to say, it's something combusting over always, just trusting that the next day will be a bit better, but better what is better when you have here forever, when I'm as old as I'll ever be, and I know things will happen for a good reason, good or bad. No devil could conquer the God I had, because, you know, devil's created for a purpose, to enrich and enlist us so we can worship our own creative find in this tragicness that's left behind, this grime, this street slime.
The slime like, that they do.
Like,
it's
algae.
Like ostriches from Octagon 8, boo. Who could possibly tell me? I need ostriches from Octagon 8 to sell me a big omelet. Do they use their feet? Soup, tell me, because you were there probably last week.
Well, they're like miles wide. I'm saying you could feed whole cities with just one egg fried. I'm saying it's like too much, you know. I like to throw in all kinds of, like zucchinis from Pluto. They're huge as well, and they grow with like little sunlight, but still they dwell, because it's a genetic code that's unknown as man here, but not genetically modified. No reindeer, I'm saying, legs bending backwards like ostriches. I'm saying actors, they run and they run, but they just can't fly, so you can always catch them, but be nearby, they might eat you like a little worm. Gotta understand what we do is to clear vermin from our mind. This vermin stealing eggs left behind. It's eggs protein, like Rocky, drinking them raw. I'm saying still, thinking though, everything I saw, that chickens, they're not nuggets. That's what I'm saying. We need to bring above it. We need to see something more about it. Treat them fairly. Because what are they here for? You know, I wanted to say that about, I was saying that about people seem to care more about animals than they do about humans. And I know that's a fact or not, but you know,
like Prop 2 passed and Prop 8 did too.
Really?
Maybe people were confused. I think a lot of people must have been confused. They're like, wait, no means yes?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yes or no, no on yes.
But I think they're going to appeal that. That's my word, is that they're already working on the appeal. And it's just an issue to me of what? Freedom of religion, so we could be. It seems the religions that founded this country more oppressive than any others. I just wanted to smother. Whose right is it to tell anyone whose religion is whose? And isn't religion about beliefs? I'm saying, dude, like, if it's about beliefs, I have my own. You know, and if my own personal beliefs can't be recognized to be free, like freedom of religion in the sense of my constitution, that's a definite amendment I need to add, you know, and like I should be able to have my own freedom of religion beliefs and what I do, as long as they're not taking away from your freedom of beliefs too, I guess, you know, like you could believe what you want as long as you're not hindering me from doing what I want, as long as it's not hindering you from doing what you want, believe in.
We believe our people and our nation should...
should get together?
Yeah, just should.
Have a big party.
Yeah, they should, and they possibly could. It's the ostriches from Octagon 8. And, you know, if you vote, if you would, possibly, for the unisex monkey, then it would be free to love and do good things for the community. Except technology infected the monkey, and now he's not doing it right. Now, some people would compare him to a junkie, but he's not. He's just a little mixed up in the times. He's not feeling it out really right now. You know, maybe, possibly, if you get him on the radio and kick some rhymes, he'd be feeling better. Because it's had to say, when I saw the monkey, I knew I was still in virtual reality. And Soup was still there, and so he must be a hologram. And so it's not figuring it out right, man. It's not figuring it out right, man. And so I gotta go back. I gotta find the natural process of ascension. I gotta do it. I gotta be where it is that I meant and where I've been and hid. And in the hollow log,
yeah.
I did that. Yeah, there was a you know, a frog. Yeah, it was coming for me. It was back in the day. It was all cool. It was everything that you could ever say. It was people who should possibly get, you know, not love animals more than themselves. Maybe though. Maybe I don't know.
I think,
you know.
I think humans are animals too. You know.
Yeah.
We gotta keep that within our view. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can understand a lot of animals. Humans do a lot of things against animals,
yeah,
including their own animal states, and I'm just saying that it's easy maybe to hate them because, you know, you don't want to, they don't seem like animals, they don't treat you like animals, and like animals treat you, but they could, and we should, so
yeah.
That's what I'm saying, humans are animals too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an animal. I could take it away. I can eat every word that I could ever say. I could grow at the same time. I could find inside of the forest. I could know, I don't know why. Inside, I'm taking it right here. I'm gonna strip down and take off and wear my hair again. Yes, that's how I say I'm gonna be free today. Free today. I'm gonna be a spaceman. Earth girls are easy. Yes, I will have long hair because I can, because I will. It's animal feelings in here. And you feel them still. Yes. Yes. I want to bite and eat the words, everything I say. I want to eat them. I want to go right here and I want to play and I want to do good things. But I also want to sing and bring what I bring and just say that possibly if we focus our attention somewhere else, maybe it's coming clear, man, because we're still in this all together. We got to be what we want to be, because here is there is where is anywhere. And we got to realize that Freak Butter Radio is never, never not know people doing it, loving it. You gotta do it. I'm gonna eat you if you say it again. I just said that I wanted to be your friend, except things was looking, my mind was cooking up ideas that I probably shouldn't have said. So I gotta get back to the natural realities, the way that the river flow back in, like the creeks that speaks
I say every time that I try, every day that I wake up and I get up and I go out and I say to the people, I say, how are you doing? Hey, it's a beautiful day in Santa Cruz. You can donate to freakradio.org. That is, you're not going to lose if you do that. You will be a winner. Yeah. Okay, well, Galactic Activation Radio is now sailing off into the seas of cheese, way beyond to the left and to the right a little bit. And I'm going to patch you into the soup's kitchen. And it comes from a planet of, good people. You know, they're pretty tall and they have long hair, but they're good people. They're good people. Yeah, it's a dimension, you know, that's, he's got freight trains that go to Octagon 8 where you can, you know, eat the eggs, you know, with the ostriches and Murgatroyd can come out. The unisex monkey, vote for the unisex monkey. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do a song for y'all with my last few seconds here. Enjoy, hello, goodbye, do what you gotta do, you know.
Later from Dana Cruz.
Check out the Dana Cruz show every, you know, time that I tell you where it's at. It'll be there. Keep listening. Freakradio.org. Hello. Goodbye. Yeah. I once was more than someone, and once I remember where I come from. Way, way more places than a lot, flying through space at the speed of thought. I remember every possibility is what has and what still will happen to me. So I find myself right here performing the song, proving to me that I'm right where I belong. But in a little bit, I won't be right here. My exertions over here will disappear. I'll grab myself the next short third to save. Now all y'all now, best behave. I'm a short duration personal savior, so don't get too funky with your behavior. So when I be out there walking the line, y'all can just stare at my behind. Hello and goodbyes, got to fly. When I die, I don't want you to cry. Try to get busy like the 4th of July. I can't really tell you why, but hello and goodbye. I get past all the nothingness when I do anything and simply exist. Going from one moment to the next, like first I perform and then I cast checks. So move your body all around. Look at all the good times that we found. There is no reason to fret. And yet, when the sun does set, it's time to jet. Hello and goodbye, it's got to fly. And when I die, I don't want you to cry. Try to get busy like the 4th of July. I can't really tell you why, but hello and goodbye. When the rug got severely cut, when you fell down on your butt, when you went to smell that rose, when that bee came and stung your nose, when you put that pizza on the rack, when it came back and it was black, when you went to look at your watch, when you spilled your drink all down your crotch. These are just some of the times when you should have thought yourself up some better rhymes, like a beautiful view, just me and you. And that's when my consciousness breaks through, and we're swimming on Sundays up in the sky. Oh my my, we're really high. An oak tree tells me that my fly's down. Turns out he was just messing around, and you got the funniest look on your face. And I will never forget this place where I can manifest one and all. And then the sun turns into a disco ball, and we move it to the left and we move it to the right. That's how we do it all day and all night. And it's never too late and it's never too early when we all go twirly twirly. But there will be no buts about it. Buts, you don't want to live without it. Some good old time family fun, but I can't stop now because I'm on the run. Hello and goodbyes, got to fly. And when I die, I don't want you to cry. Try to get busy like the 4th of July. I can't really tell you why, but hello and goodbye. Hello and goodbye, it's got to fly. When I die, I don't want you to cry. Try to get busy like the 4th of July. I can't really tell you why, but hello and goodbye. It's so temporary that you're not even there. You're all in every yo everywhere. And though it's good to realize, it's also good to shake those thighs on a mountaintop, on top of the world. Your life unfurled, and so you twirled. And though you don't know know where you're gonna go. You just have to trust and go with the flow. And even when you find yourself lost out at sea, just try to see the present is history. So tell your worries to take a hike. The adventures of a lifetime is what it's like. So I stopped to see some fish nest in a tree. And so I say, how you doing, buddy? And he tells me to watch out for the zot, cause that zot makes the party too hot. And I don't really know of which he speaks. But then I step right into next week's, and his bonnets everywhere, and even some girdles, electronic games on all of the urinals. But I don't understand, so I pee all over it. But I don't, this is having a fit, trying to say that I owe 6,000 bucks. Whoever thought of this was some cosmic schmucks. Hello and goodbyes, God's to fly. When I die, I don't want you to cry. Try to get busy like the 4th of July. I can't really tell you why, but hello and goodbye. Every moment is now, every moment is gone right now. You're probably listening to the song, but right now is probably not right now. How do you know you're not milking a cow? And how do you know that you know that you know that you're getting down funky on the dance floor? And I could have some troubles at any moment, but they would have me too, then don't you know it? So after a while in my current state, I decided that I would relocate. So I went to the city of Bulubu Ball on the banks of the beautiful River Woo Wall, where they never have troubles, no troubles there. Dancing around your underwear, yeah, and this is what it's all about. Then no doubt, I got to be out. Hello and goodbyes, got to fly. When I die, I don't want you to cry. Try to get busy like the 4th of July. I can't really tell you why, but hello and goodbye. Hello and goodbyes, got to fly. When I die, I don't want you to cry. Try to get busy like the 4th of July. I can't really tell you why, but hello and goodbye.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
You're supposed to say goodbye.
I said goodbye.
Well, you'll be here.
And goodbye. I said hello and I said goodbye.
The beginning is the end, right?
Beginning is the end. The end is the beginning.
There's again.
Vote no on yes.
There's an again and begin.
There's an again and begin. Vote no on yes.
It happens.
Soup's Kitchen.
Soup's.
Black
Deck Vation Radio signing off, right? Blah. Soup's up in here. All right. Yeah, so you tuned in 101.1 Freak Radio Santa Cruz, www.freakradio.org. You can call us up. We're bringing that conscious hip hop type mixes, freestyles, bringing everything to hip hop's consciousness right here, 427-3772. You're getting calls up in another line, 469-3119. And here we go.
Sit down, eat some soup. Chicken soup. Get soup. Chicken soup. Chicken soup. Like lentil soup. Get soup. Get soup. Lentil soup. Get soup.